This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Underneath all the finger-pointing and Monday morning quarterbacking over how and why Silicon Valley Bank and Signature failed, there is a fundamental question. Were these regulatory failures, or were they failures of supervision? As politicians and lobbyists and various and sundry interest groups take sides, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains the difference between the two, first of all, and why which kind of failures they were matters for what comes next.
Okay, who didn't do their job right? Danielle Zanzalari teaches economics at Seton Hall University and used to work at the Boston Fed. She puts it in a more academic way.
Was it a failure of regulators in not supervising this institution long before they failed? Or was it the fact that they were meeting the regulatory rules, but SVB perhaps needed tighter regulation? And so that's the question that people are asking.
A regulatory failure would mean we need better laws or rules to prevent this from happening again. To decide whether this was a regulatory or supervisory failure, it helps to know what bank supervisors do. Jim Cooper is the CEO of the Conference of State Bank Supervisors.
You evaluate the adequacy of the bank's capital. You evaluate the asset quality and their liquidity and their ability to manage things like credit risk, interest rate risk, those types of things.
Most of us don't really pay much attention to all this unless something goes wrong.
Right? If the supervisory side of things is doing things well, you would never hear about it.
Kathleen Hanley teaches finance at Lehigh University. She used to work as a senior economist at the Fed. Hanley says, unlike supervision,
you hear about the regulatory side because banks or other regulated entities often, you know, engage in media and lobbying activities that bring those regulatory activities to the broader public.
Whether this was a regulatory failure or a supervisory failure or both will determine how to move forward. Do we need tighter regulations on banks, more and better trained and empowered supervisors, or a bit of both? In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.